Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Tata Group stocks rise up to 10%. Shares of Tata Group companies on Thursday rose up to 10%, with Tata Chemicals and Tata Teleservices among the major gainers. Tata Sons chairman Emeritus Ratan Tata, who played a key role in transforming the group into a global conglomerate, passed away late on Wednesday. He was 86. Investors can pay tribute to Ratan Tata and the great corporate empire he built by buying stocks like TCS, Tata Motors, Tata Steel, Tata Consumer and Indian Hotels. Markets fall in early trade. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell in early trade on Friday amid volatility and mixed trends in global markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex opened on a negative note and slipped 62.90 points, or 0.08%, to 81,548.51 in early trade. Showing a similar trend, the broader Nifty fell 64.1 points to 24,934.35, the 28th of December 1937, the 9th of October 2024. Ratan's Mumbai, whether they had worked with him, benefited from his generosity, merely glimpsed him or never had the pleasure of meeting him, it didn't matter for the hordes of people across social strata and M-, from business tycoons to politicians to regular Mumbaikars and M-, who assembled at the southernmost point of the N-city to bid farewell to Ratan Naval Tata. Read more. Exclusive: Navi Mumbai Airport gears to conduct inaugural runway test. The much-awaited inaugural landing of the Indian Air Force aircraft at the Navi Mumbai International Airport will be conducted on Friday, October 11. The southern runway, where the IAFC 295 will be landing at 11 a.m., has been prepared ahead of the big moment. The landing will take place in the presence of Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and deputies Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar. Read more. Mahesh Bhupathi says, and LS quo, Rafael Nadal would have been greatest in doubles too, while the rest of the world views 22-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal as one of the best, if not the best singles superstar tennis has ever seen. India's very own doubles legend Mahesh Bhupathi takes it a notch further, claiming that the Spanish ace could have also been the world's best doubles player had he pursued this aspect seriously. And read more. Citadel Diana's Matilda de Angelis, and LS quo, watched Priyanka after I had shot for my Citadel. I was over for the London Premier and E Grave. Re of Citadel and watched Priyanka Chopra for the first time, says Italian lead actor Matilda de Angelis, from In Citadel Diana, which is the Italian extension of the Prime Video multiverse spy thriller series. Read more.